If not, then now is the time for to entertain a motion.
Okay, this is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Okay, so I would like to move that we have as an end date May 31st, and I do not think that two applications, the email that I received from Phil was that, you know, this is some of the postings have happened for already for a couple of weeks. This is a very specialized. It's not going to be like a normal job interview where you have a broad category of people that are going to be just flooding us with applications for something that's that finite and specific. So I'm heartened by the fact that we have a couple of applications in, and I think that, 2 weeks is fine. That would already take us to mid-year, and we had really hoped to move forward in a more expedient fashion when we started this. You know, we have a tendency as a board to get very excited about the projects and, oh, it sounds wonderful, as we did in our first meeting in January and the subsequent meetings on this issue of digital distribution. But, you know, it's the same problem we always have, is this reluctance to move forward and make it happen. Anyway, that was my motivation, and I think we should just move on it and have the close date, let everybody be very, very transparent about when the date is ended.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Who was that, please?
The motion.
AC.
Okay. Mary Burr, I'd like to make a substitute motion.
All right. Go ahead.
I would move that we leave the date, for the reasons that I've said, that we leave the date open till filled, and that we try to move as expeditiously as possible to find someone. I don't think it's necessary to close the date to move fast. We can move as fast as we want, no matter what the end date is. And I wouldn't like to miss a single applicant who might be really good. And that's my
second
motion.
To the motion.
Second.
Thank you. The substitute motion has been seconded. Discussion on this. Mary, you have already motivated it.
Yeah, both of us have.
Both of you have.
Wendy?
We are right now, we are just working on the substitute motion. Go ahead, Wendy.
Well, I'm just going to say, if it was just subsequently posted on Electronic Frontier Foundation and Creative Commons, those are actually organizations that are more specialized to this. And so I would just caution us, I'm going to speak against Lydia's motion of May 31st. I am completely with her that this is the most important thing that we can do for the board and for Pacifica right now. But I still think that if it was just posted at those two places recently, then we really need to wait a little bit longer. So I'm unclear as to whether I'm going with Mary's or proposing a date of June 15th, but I'm speaking against May 31st.
Well, we're just talking about substitute motion.
I'm in favor of Mary's motion.
All right. Thank you. Anyone else? All right. No discussion. So, no one else wants to speak on it.
Can you please state
any objections to adopting the substitute motion?
Can you hear Ray?
Yeah. Can you please restate?
Sure.
Mary's motion?
Go ahead, Ray.
Can you please restate Mary's motion?
Okay. The motion.
Go ahead, Mary. Mary's motion is to leave.
Sorry, are you going to read it or am I? I don't want us to both.
Oh, go ahead. You read it. Go ahead, read.
It doesn't matter who, but.
No, go ahead, read it.
I don't want to have all of us talking at once. The motion is that we have the date open till filled on the applications. Or that we leave the date off, whatever, so that we have it open till filled. That's my motion.
I have a question about that.
And then we move with all due speed to get it posted and get respondents.
I have a question about that.
Go ahead.
Suppose the day you think it's filled, how do you close? Suppose the day you close, you get another application. Do you accept it or reject it?
If
The day you close it, you get another application.
Then you can't accept it if you've closed it, and that's the date. Somebody could object. That's occurred before.
So what do you consider filling it up? You mean?
That's why I make a motion not to put the date.
Right.
I'm trying to understand the process so that people will be sending applications and you will be interviewing them. And as you're interviewing somebody, another application comes.
If you have no closing date, you can hire whenever you want. If you've put a closing date, you cannot accept any applications after that date.
I understand. Maybe it's a legal question there as to whether you can close a period without when it's not posted earlier.
Mr. Chairman, Rip Robbins here.
Okay. Go ahead, Rip.
I would have spoken earlier, but I thought that Mary did have a date. I thought that Wendy had said it was the middle of June. But what I would say is that it's standard practice for organizations. I work for a state agency, and I know other people that work for agencies, that there's at least a two-week period. If we've just gone on one of the best lists, I think we should leave 2 weeks. I agree with Ray. We should actually have an ending date. When I see job openings that say open until filled, it leaves me with the impression that they've had a hard time getting any applications, or that there's something's amiss in that. And plus, it doesn't give any direction to people who want to apply whether they have time or not. And so I think we should have an ending date.
All right. So any other discussion? No other discussion, then
this is Wendy.
Vote on.
So,
go ahead, Wendy.
Then let's amend it to be June 15th.
Well, you're making another motion. Or are you amending?
Okay,
I'm making another substitute.
Amendment to the substitute motion.
Yeah.
Point of order will be, is that what it would be, or would it be simply another
Mary?
Substitute motion?
Mary, no.
Asking.
Let's see. She can amend it. She can amend. It's the same thing. She can amend it or substitute, put 15th instead of open date. So it's the same thing. So it's an amendment to your substitute. Okay, any discussion on the substitute, amendment to the substitute motion? No discussion? And is there any objection to adopting June 15th?
Yes.
As a final date. Then,
object.
Let's go ahead.
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead. Let's go ahead and take a vote on it then. Hmm?
Okay.
Please reread the motion.
That I have here that Wendy has moved to have a closing date of June 15th on the applications.
And
actually,
can you read what the other options are going to be so people are clear?
Yeah, before that, the option was to have the date open, leave the date open, and then the first motion that Lydia made was to have the closing
May
date
31.
May 31st. I have a question, actually. Can I ask my question, a point of information?
Sure.
I haven't really thought of that, but since we already have postings that don't have a date, so what are the logistics of that, going back and sending a new one, a new posting, or how does that work?
Maybe
because there's all these
Greg
postings
online?
Out there.
Is Greg
can
there?
Anyone?
Yeah, they just add a closing date.
But it isn't. But it's posted already without one, so people see it. How is that? Do you revise it?
I think that question.
So they have to be reposted
to
all the places. Is that correct?
Why don't we move to postpone until the ED gets back?
Well, let's wait for Greg to come back, and then could we do that temporarily?
I think we should move on to Austin, and then he can tell us how he's going to deal with the logistics of it. He's not doing the logistics anyway. Phil is.
Well,
I would second a motion to postpone it till he got back.
Okay. But motion to postpone is in order. You like to make that
I would make that motion.
Okay. To a certain time, a certain date?
I think actually Wendy made that motion.
It's Wendy? Until later.
Wait a minute. Who makes the motion? Who made the motion?
I did.
Yeah,
okay, go ahead.
Greg
move to postpone until the ED comes back on the call.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I haven't seen the posting on Creative Commons or...
No, no, that's okay. That's all right.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, question from Margaret.
Yes, Margaret.
Yeah, listen, how much time do we have left for this meeting? Because we do have an executive session, you know, afterwards. So I'm concerned
right.
that we, you know, not take more time than we really absolutely needed on, you know, these kinds of discussions. So we're not ending up with a very, very late meeting. So do we know when the ED, I mean, if we're going to postpone this till when the ED comes back, hopefully it's within a few minutes and not half hour. You know what I mean?
That's
because then I think we need to put a time limit or something on it so that we could move on with the rest of our meeting.
That's Margaret, that's what ED said. He'd be back within about 4 or 5 minutes.
What I'm saying is that if he has travel issues or stuck in traffic or whatever and he's not back, then I think at that time, let's say within, you know, the next 5 minutes or something, we need to return back to this and discuss how we're going to dispose of it or deal with it or what.
Mr. Chair,
one thing I can suggest is that we can temporarily move it, put it on hold, and continue on with our business.
Mm-hmm.
And when the ED returns, then we can pick up on that item. Is that all right about everyone?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. How much longer is this meeting supposed to go on? What's the time on this one?
This meeting will last approximately another hour.
Before we go into executive session?
Before we go into executive session.
Okay, well, in that case, we have plenty of time for the ED to turn back up. A long night. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Agenda. Any objection to postponing until ED returns?
No.
No objections? We'll do that. And let's get to anyone else. Let's see. Any other item?
Well, the next item, then, is the search committee report.
Right.
Is it?
Okay. All right. The next item is the search committee report, public portion, and it's scheduled for about 30 minutes. Would that take 30 minutes, Lydia?
Hopefully not.
Okay.
Well, it doesn't matter. We can just go back and forth.
Yeah, okay. So I have sent out a report, and it's, first of all, we were able to welcome Verna Avery Brown and Dwayne Bradley, who were the two representatives for the Operations Collective, and Ursula is the alternate. And so we had what I thought was a, albeit rather brief, but appropriate meeting to start our work. We agreed that the board meeting September 28th to the 30th would be a good working date. I mean, nothing is set in stone because, of course, we would have no way to predict what kind of response we would get to our ads and so forth. However, that's the working date that we're going to use to develop our timeline. And we thought the benefits of that is, number one, it's the last in-person meeting for the PNB, for this board. And it is also an in-person meeting. It's preferable to a teleconference meeting because it can also afford us the opportunity to have an in-person forum, as we did in the hire of a previous executive director. And it would be something we would be able to webcast as well, but at least we'd have an in-person forum to have listeners ask questions and so forth. And so that is the benefits of working with that date and seems to be in keeping with many other things that we're working with in terms of dates at that time. We also had discussed whether or not to hire a search firm. The pros were obvious, that the committee cannot fulfill its duties with the workload that a search would entail. The cons were that it's very difficult to know whether a search firm would really be able to determine what was a proper fit for Pacifica. We are unique in a number of ways. And so what we ended up, I believe, agreeing on is that we would hire a firm, perhaps, I mean, depending on who we could find, but limit the tasks In other words, that we would definitely see all of the applications for sure, the entire board, I mean the committee, and then we would forward it to the entire board, that we would prioritize and perhaps, we haven't decided for sure, but set up like the ones that absolutely do not seem like a fit, the ones that are that might be, and we need to look at further, and the ones that we get that we're really excited about. And but that the firm would set up the appointments, would do the reference checks and so forth. So it would be limited in turn. They would not conduct any interviews, however, because we really think that we're in the best position as a board to determine to make some of those determinations. And of course, this is all going to be in a final proposal to the PMB. We're not, as you know, making any decisions, but these are just preliminary talks. We've also discussed having that also utilizing recruiters or headhunters, whatever you want to call them, because usually you don't pay them unless you happen to place some of the people that they're working with and have asked us to place them. And it would also give us a huge pool to work with in all of our signal areas and beyond. And so what we decided was that the committee would do its very best to start doing some outreach. I know personally, just in the couple of people that I've spoken to, I've had three references of what are deemed to be progressive headhunters and one progressive firm. So apparently they are out there. I had never encountered any, but apparently they are out there. And one of our committee members said that they knew of two when they were looking for a particular position as well, and that was at KPFA. So I think that we are going to have a decent pool pretty soon, and we've scheduled a meeting for Wednesday, the 23rd, May 23rd at 5:30, and it is in public session because we continue on process. And as sometimes happens, you go into executive session only because there are some things that seem like they might be executive session. And once that executive session item has been discussed, some non-executive session types of things come up. And the salary recommendation was one of them. Obviously, we had some discussion that might be deemed confidential, but the final result is not, which is what we are recommending, is that we post the salary of $80,000 a year. And in terms of the advertising budget and, in fact, the whole financial impact, Lonnie said he would help us develop something that we can bring to you and get approved, both in relation to hiring a firm. We had an estimate of what it cost last time, and also what's involved with the headhunters. And we talked about expanding and increasing our advertising budget. Last time I heard it was anywhere between $600 and $1,000 or $1,500, something like that. And we think that there are progressive papers and magazines and so forth who don't charge a whole lot, but who were not where there weren't advertisements placed last time. So we really would like to see an increase in the advertising budget. So we're going to be working on all of those items to have you bring you something more concrete. And as I said, we're meeting again on the 23rd. So please stay tuned.
Can I get on this back and forth?
Yes.
Hello?
Lydia?
Sorry. Yeah, I'm through.
Are you done?
Okay. Yes, unless any other I do want to see if any of the other committee members have anything to say, if I missed anything.
All
anybody?
Right.
Chandra, anybody? And a special thanks, to, by the way, to Chandra, who kept our minutes. Go ahead.
Great. So if no other committee member wants to speak, we'll open the floor to other members of the board. Anyone want to speak?
Lisa,
go ahead.
Then Wendy.
Lisa?
And
Lisa,
and
Wendy?
Two things, really small. Lydia, you said 5:30, but just for the people on the stream, you mean 5:30.
Oh, I'm sorry, 8:30 Eastern.
Oh, okay.
So provincial.
Sorry.
Oh.
Sorry about that.
And I just want to I just want to clarify one other thing. You said, you know, to understand a little bit more the difference between working with a headhunter and a professional agency. I thought I understood you to say that if you worked with a headhunter, you wouldn't have to pay unless you hired the person they recommended. Is that it, or?
Well, I'm sure it depends on the headhunter or recruiter. I really don't like that.
Recruiting.
All right.
Recruiter.
Yeah. Let's use it. Recruiter. And that has always been certainly the experience of most of us, is that they have a percentage of salary when you hire them and so forth, whereas usually, and of course there's no standard across the board, but usually with firms, you pay for a whole package of something. And that's the other thing that we want to aim to do, is to streamline and not take some of the things that they, all of the add-ons, because that has kept us from going with other firms as well. So what we want is a detailed profile of each of these firms, and also how the individual recruiters. So we're not going, you know, just to the internet or something. We are actually talking to people we know to see if they have referrals.
Okay.
Anyone else? I heard someone else.
Wendy?
Yeah, me. So thank you guys for all of this. I know that in the composition of the search committee as it stands right now, there is one member who is on the search committee that we did that led us to this prior ED. And so I'm just hoping that you guys will keep asking for the experiences of the people that we still know, whether they're still on the board or not, how that all worked out. And on, you know, whether or not to hire a search firm, I'm a little bit concerned that we're talking about, well, okay, yeah, maybe we're going to hire a search firm, but we're going to limit the powers of the search firm. The as somebody who was on the last search committee, I'm just going to tell you what our experience was.
Boy, is that Houston?
No. I stopped to wait until that stopped. Star 6 is how you mute on this call. I'm just going to say that we interviewed several different search firms, and, yeah, there are progressive organizations that help. There are some that are progressive organizations that help nonprofits, and there's some that are just about helping nonprofits, because it's, you know, really things like this are not that different in whether it's whatever kind of nonprofit. So there's lots of different firms that provide services to help with this kind of thing. And so we interviewed several on the last time, and we chose one. And so then they helped us in our process, and the things that they did was this is their specialty, is, you know, how to conduct these kind of interviews and how to tailor their service for you to the kind of organization that you are. So they talked to us for an awful long time, because we know at Pacifica we're different, and we you know, spend a lot of time. We got a lot of very personal service, and when you start putting out applications for a job like this, what we got was something like 60 people applied for the job. And what the search firm was very good at doing was assessing all those applicants. And they would say, you know, okay, we think this many of them you might not be interested in. But we still had the option to look at them. And their conducting of the preliminary interviews was actually kind of probably the main thing we hired them for, because the board and the search committee are, you know, we all have full-time jobs somewhere else, and we needed them to kind of weed out some of the stuff that was not, that we shouldn't be spending our time looking at. But they always told us, okay, see this one, this one, this one, what do you guys think? We think maybe you don't want them. But we actually pulled some of those people back after they had said, you know, well, we're not sure if these are good for you. Well, we said, no, well, we want to look at that one, that one, that one. They gave us this information. So I think it's short-sighted before you've even settled on who to use to say, well, we don't want them conducting preliminary interviews, because that's what they're really good at. That's what you're paying them to do. And so anyway, I'm thank you all for the work that you're doing and are going to be doing, and looking forward to the board looking at your what you decide and approving it before you do it.
Thank you, Wendy, for giving quite a bit of information.
And I would just Chandra, like me. I would like to be on the stack.
And okay, Bob.
Okay, now.
Yep.
Thanks. Well, I too was on the search committee in 2005, and I just want to share a few things from that experience that hopefully will give some optimism to the board that this is doable in a prompt time. We generated, in some cases with some help from the search firm and others on our own, we generated a whole series of documents that are now available for this year's committee to use or amend as they see fit, including a job announcement, a set of criteria to evaluate applications, a set of questions, somewhat standardized questions to ask all applicants during the interviews, and various other related documents that I think will really help and should speed up the process this time. And as well as a pretty comprehensive list of places that would be worth advertising, many of which are free and some of which have a fee. So all that work has been done, and that should speed things up. And when all was said and done, between the date that we placed the first ad and the date that the committee recommended three finalists to the board was 3 months. So, once that stage happens, I think things could move quite quickly. So that was it. I just wanted to share that experience.
Thank you, Bob. Chandra?
I didn't speak to the issue when we had our search committee meeting about there were comments made about we should limit the scope of what the search committee will do, and I didn't speak to that issue because my feeling was that we should wait until we decide if we're going to go with hiring a search firm or not. We also talked about headhunters as another possibility, and so I would like to my plan is to pursue that discussion. Similar to what Wendy said, is that I want the search committee to discuss what would be the scope of the of our mandate at that time. So I just I'm not really disputing what Lydia said because I didn't speak to it. I just wanted to reserve comment for when we do review that issue at a later date.
Thank you. Anyone else?
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
Yes, and it's going to save us a lot of time on the full PMB committee meeting if the people who are most interested in this issue, and I hope it's the full PMB, listen in on our meetings. Again, May 23rd at 8:30 p.m., because that will then you'll have it in a context. My reports will always be brief and to the point and whatever we vote on and that kind of thing. But if you want to hear the rationale so that we don't have to keep reinventing the wheel and not take up as much time on our full PMB committees, that's true of this and personnel, all of our committees, actually. So thanks. Bye.
Thank you.
Real quick, one more thing, Sarv, real quick.
Yeah, could you make it real short?
Yes, I will. I'm sorry. One motion that was passed by the PNB was that on executive sessions of committees that the PNB members could, as by virtue of being on the PNB, could listen to those meetings with what they call it, voice, not vote. You couldn't speak to the motions. You could listen to them. And we could all listen in on executive sessions of other committees, and I'm going to dig up that motion, and so you guys know about it, okay?
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, please find it.
And that'd be helpful if you can just circulate it to everybody.
I never found anything like that.
Thank you.
Hello, this is
okay,
Sandra. Hello?
Sandra? Is that
yeah.
Sandra? Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I don't have anything further to add, but are we supposed to go into executive session now?
No.
Yet. We'll go into the executive session after we have a personnel report. And then after that, if ED is here, we have a short brief, 5 minutes maybe with him, and then we move on to the executive session.
Here.
So that'll be around another
It'll be another, let's see, maybe 25, 30 minutes.
Okay, so sometime after 9 o'clock?
Oh, yeah, it'll be 10, after 10 Eastern.
Oh, 9 o'clock your time, you mean middle,
at 9.
Middle of the...
Yeah, it's 8:43.
Yeah, it'll be after 9. It'll be after 9, yeah.
Okay.
It'll be after 9.
Okay, so, okay, thank you.
You're welcome, Sam. Okay, who, so anyone else? If no one else, then we move to Personnel Committee report.
Okay, so the Personnel Committee met on May the 11th. And prior to that, we had had a draft of the form for the CFO evaluation, which is what our meeting focused on. But we had requested from the Finance Committee and I believe the Audit Committee, Bertold, is that correct? For comments on the form to see if there might be some more specific questions having to do with finance. And unfortunately, we didn't receive a comprehensive response until May 11th, until that day. On the plus side is that the committee member who sent us her comments, it was a wonderful form, and we were really impressed with the way it looked. It seemed easier to respond to. So, and unfortunately, again, Bert, who has been developing the form itself and doing all the statistical stuff on our previous evaluation, was not in attendance at that meeting. So we couldn't decide on the elements of the form and the text because we had just received it. So we had thought that if there was very little difference, we might be able, through unanimous consent, approve it so that you would have a final form for this meeting. But as it turns out, other things were added, and there was a little poll that Bertold recommended. And so there are like half a dozen things that we really need to discuss and vote on in committee, so that will have to wait, but not long. We're like 99% of the way there. The other thing is, and of course, and I've sent you the report in by email, so I don't think I need to go. It's a lengthy report in terms of the step-by-step. It's mostly the paperwork. It's very similar to the ED evaluation process. And hopefully, having learned from that process and avoiding some of the pitfalls of that, we have improved it. And the other issue that has come up, however, is that at when we had the ED evaluation process, that we had a full-time human resources director. And as we know, she is not with Pacifica anymore. So, and yet we heard previously that there has been a note that there has been an ad placed for applications for an HR director. So that's in the works but has not been completed. So right now we don't have someone to undertake some of the tasks which no other staff person should take because they could be a conflict of interest at some level. And importantly is that we really try to reassure, we want to really stress this time and reassure people that it's strictly confidential. And along those lines, one of the things that we are changing in our process is to have the evaluation forms go off-site either to a P.O. box and stored in some secure place. And other than that, follow a similar...
Wait a sec, Lydia.
Follow a similar process and then have a similar discussion, which we thought was very valuable at our when we had the ED evaluation process, and so have the same similar schedule for the actual evaluation or culmination of that process at the July 28th board meeting. And so, in a nutshell, that was it, is that we have a couple of main things. One is to finish the final draft and have a discussion and put out the final draft. Meanwhile, we would like to have your input on what Bertold sent to you. And as I said, certain things, including that poll, were not part of what we have discussed or voted on. But please feel free to send us your ideas and recommendations on the form itself and or the process. And then we're going to hope to meet in the very immediate future.
Lydia, when was that sent by Bertol?
Today.
Oh, today? I haven't seen that.
You haven't seen it? Bertol, are you on the line?
Maybe he's muted.
Bertol?
Okay. Yeah, I had called Bertol, and I told him I didn't receive it either, so he sent it to me individually. But he said he spoke to people who had received it, so I don't know what happened. So I will ask him to send it again.
Well, Lydia, could you just post it since you know you have it?
Oh, okay. Well, I haven't looked since he said he sent it to me individually, but yes, I will. And so we'll have like a few days, and presumably everything will be complete, and we'll have the actual person identified that does the work after the forms come back. And just to review that, some of that was removing all identifying information from the forms, because sometimes people, you know, put their names or whatever on the form. So all that was removed. They were assigned numbers, which then could correlate to the statistical information. And the HR director was the only one who had a key to those forms. That removed the outside envelope that has a return address so as to know who has sent the forms in, who they've been received from, and the inside envelope, of course, blank, guarantees confidentiality. So that whole process, including making photocopies for the entire board and sending them to the hotel where we're meeting, is something that we need someone to do. And so until that's identified, that's still in the offing. That and the completion of the form. I'll resend after the meeting. I'll resend the form, and if we'd appreciate commentary. Thank you.
Thank you, Lydia. Well, that's a lot of work. Thank you very much. Any questions about personnel committee work? Any comments? Lydia, you said that you had a, before we had a full-time HR director, and you're hoping that we'll hire maybe a temporary or permanent HR director, and they will be involved in it as well?
Yes, for example, as we heard in the previous report that Greg gave, that he's already posted the job and has received applications, but we had also been told by our previous HR director that there are resources for, consultant HR people, and we actually have one at KPFA as well. And so there are options. We just haven't decided on which of those options, but it will be a neutral person who is not on the board nor on staff.
Great.
Currently.
Any other questions? And who was that? Lisa, were you there?
Oh, no, I'm saying I have no questions.
Okay. Any other person has any questions? If none, then thank you very much, Lydia, for the personnel committee report. So we have to get back to executive director. Is Greg back?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up?
Greg, there are three motions. And we have had to get some information from you.
We had a question.
Mary, could you tell what the motions are?
Yeah.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair. At 13
sure.
minutes left on the digital distribution project that Greg was to speak on.
13?
Thank you.
13 minutes.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Chair, can we find out from Thomas how much did we save on the personnel committee? Because that was shorter than, I think. Do we have time that
we've earned? We'll go ahead and start with distribution,
okay.
And if we need some extra time,
okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Go ahead, Mary.
Yeah, there were three motions. The first was to put a closing date on the postings of May 31st. And then there was a substitute motion to leave the date open on the postings. Apparently they are open now. And then there was a third substitute or whatever you want to call it, to make the date to June 15th, to put that date. And then a question arose as to the logistics of that. Since the postings have gone out to New Frontier and various places, would they, without the date, do they have to then send a revised posting to all those places, or how, if we should pass a closing date? We had questions about the logistics of that. The music wasn't part of it.
No, I understand, and that wasn't me. You have two or three parts to this. As far as postings on our websites, it's not a big problem to add, you know, wording that includes either of those three closing, either of those two closing dates. The press releases to the other organizations are not really postings as such. They're more like in the form of press releases. I guess that would be a little bit more complicated. I'm not sure how they would respond, since it's kind of up to them how and where they post them. We just identified places that have a kind of a part of their site where they could conceivably put these up. And I think the most difficult one is the Craigslist, and I think you can answer the question of whether you can modify a listing. That may be possible, but I didn't place those myself. Phil did that, and so I'll have to defer to him to find out. And I think that you should, if you want to do this, at least do it on our own websites, and we may be able to do it on Craigslist as far as are concerned. I kind of think that'd be difficult. The one other thing that you have to consider is that you're not posting a job. You're posting a contractual relationship, and you're not posting simply one. You're posting any number. The way the whole thing was designed by Dave, to some extent, and myself, is that you can accept more than one person, and you can also do it at different times, conceivably, as well. So you should keep that in mind, that this is a, in a sense, it's more like a request for proposals than it is a hire. You're going to get different proposals from different people who have different kinds of skills, and you have the option of hiring one or two people, as many as you can afford. And Dave has indicated that if we get the right kind of proposals, there may be funding to cover all of those costs. So just keep that in mind. I think it's fine to have a closing date, but I don't think that we can have it universally distributed to places where it's out of our control, where we're not paying, and you know, it's really up to those organizations and their good graces to publicize it or not.
Mary Berg, I have a question then.
Go ahead, Mary.
Well, in that case, and in light of what you said, that more proposals, that if it's inviting proposals, my concern was simply that if you have a cutoff date, people who might want to submit something or respond will see it late or not get around to it maybe or whatever, and then they say, oh, it's too late, and they don't bother. And if you're saying that more proposals could be accepted, so if we had a closing date and still we would be looking at proposals for, if we did set a date, is that what I hear you saying? I'm a little more confused.
I mean, what I'm telling you is that essentially this is a very broad net that we're putting out there. It incorporates more than what you were discussing a month or two ago, somewhat broader, which was sort of what people requested, that they didn't want it to be a narrow gauge situation. And so you can set a cutoff date. I don't object to that. I think the reason for that is that you want to be able to do a hire, and you know, people have identified, you know, having a cutoff date with, well, after that point you can do the hire. So it's really a judgment call. But the one thing that you haven't discussed, and I think it's kind of important, is who is doing this hire? That question has not been resolved.
No,
people have raised the issue because I had supported a particular proposal 2 months ago, that I might not be neutral, and that therefore the board might want to hire rather than having the executive director do it. So when you get all done with this, I think you need to address that question of regardless of whether you have a cutoff date or not. Who is going to make the decision? Is it going to be this body, or is it going to be the executive director, or is it going to be a committee? I don't know, and I don't want to make the assumption that I am making that decision.
All right.
Don White here.
Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, as I hear Greg speak, I don't know if this is appropriate, but I'm going to just say that I'm tending to support Mary's motion that does not have a cutoff date, because it sounds as though there could be a decision to retain someone with a certain proposal, and even a second person. But it sounds like there is a possibility that one component of this could be still sought after, so that it isn't like hiring a person. And hearing Greg discuss this, I think it would be in our best interest not to put a closing date, but on the basis that we're trying to put together several components of a program and a proposal. So it is very different than just hiring a person for a position.
Anyone else?
This is Wendy. I think all of that said, I can't imagine that any of the members of the board didn't think that it was the ED that was making this hire. If you feel like you need a motion for that, then, who else would do it?
I'm not asking for a motion, but I have heard criticism, and I think it would be presumptuous of me to ignore it.
Thank you. Okay.
Well,
we should ask
the board, though, what they think. I mean,
motion right now is to either put a cutoff date of June 15th or leave it open, or to have the May 31st date. These are essentially the three dates, right? It's essentially the same thing. Can we agree on, since it's instead of going one by one,
mm-hmm.
defeating one and arguing,
right.
Can we agree on some other way of dealing with it and put three dates there and see who, just like an IRV, which one has the more support?
Right.
But we do that? Is that possible? Because essentially the same question.
I would like that.
Wendy, is that all right?
I would withdraw mine. I mean, can we just agree that it's open until filled if it's like multiple positions?
No,
we agree
because
with that,
I object.
Okay. Then we leave. So then we can have then two motions. One, either leave it open or the May 31st date.
Okay.
Wendy, is that okay with you?
No.
So you want to withdraw, you said?
Well, does anybody...
Yeah, well, okay.
Wendy, just a second. Wendy, did I hear you correct that you want to withdraw your motion?
Yes.
Wendy?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Is there any objection to Wendy withdrawing her motion? No objection. It's withdrawn, and there's only two motions left here. The next one is leave the date open and leave it at the discretion of the ED and the people that are doing the hiring process. Is that right?
No, it was open until filled. Yeah,
until filled. Yeah. Okay. Let's vote on that. That was a substitute motion.
Okay. Sarv, to be clear, are you going to do both at the same time, or are you going to do it normally?
Well, we can do it.
I'm willing to do both at once.
Let's do both at one time. Why not? Let's do both at one time. So, Mary, you just take a roll call and say who favors one and who favors two.
Sorry.
The one is the May 31st date.
Point of order.
Sure.
If we're going to do the Roberts Rules thing, we should do the Roberts Rules thing. And so we would vote on...
All right. You guys want to do the Roberts Rules? Okay, we do the Roberts Rules.
We can
do it
quickly if we
yeah.
No, that's all right. Okay, let's do the substitute motion. Is there any objection to ending debate?
Please repeat the question.
No objection.
Please repeat the question.
Mary, would you repeat that?
Okay.
Substitute motion, Mary.
Motion was that we leave the date open until filled. In other words, if there's no date, we leave the postings we've already got, and future postings can stay open until filled.
Okay. Until
all right.
We leave them the way they are, is I think.
We could leave them the way they are, which has the same effect. So we simply leave the postings without the date.
And the option will be the original motion. If defeated, then it's 5:31.
Exactly.
If the
motion to leave the date unspecified fails, then we take up the original motion, that the posting is
May 31st.
Ended it, yeah.
All right. Go ahead. And any objection to adopting this date open?
Yes.
Yeah, Lydia
okay.
does.
Go ahead, Mary, take a vote. Take a roll call.
Jesus.
Okay, well, it might
take a roll call.
Okay, Rip Robbins.
Sometimes people, you know, change their mind.
Yeah, sometimes. Well, if it's
I'm
only
voting,
one,
Mary.
Sometimes we just register that.
Go ahead,
Rip
Mary.
Rip Robbins? Rip.
I'm voting yes for Mary's substitute.
Okay, leave the date. Okay. Okay. Lori Taguma.
Now I'm confused, but I'm...
A yes vote means we leave the date open. A no vote means you're opposed to doing that. Okay, you vote.
Yes.
Okay, A.C. Byrd?
No.
Okay. Ambrose Lane?
Yes.
Rob Robinson?
I'm recusing myself.
Okay. Okay, Thomas Ruffin?
This is for the digital distribution consultancy?
Yeah.
Wow, we changed a lot. Yeah, leave the date over.
Okay. Lisa Davis?
A pass.
Okay. Ray LaForest? Ray? I'll come back to you, Ray. You must be muted. Okay. Bob Lederer?
Abstain.
Okay. Berthold Reimers? I'll come back to Berthold. Evelyn Bethune, I guess, is not on the call. Wendy Schrell?
Yes.
Okay. Sandra Rawline, are you here?
Yes, I'm here,
okay.
And I vote yes. Thank
okay,
you.
Thank you. Michael Woodson, I guess.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, you are here. Okay.
I've been here a while.
Oh, you should have told me when you get here. Okay.
I tried to.
You're absent at the moment. All right, how do you vote?
I think we should close it and get on.
Okay, so you're voting no? Okay. Dave Adelson on the call. Lydia Brazan is?
No.
Okay. Margaret Prescott?
No, I think we need the discipline of having a...
Okay. Don White?
Yes.
Mary Berg votes yes. Chandra Halpman?
Yes.
Sorry, doesn't vote. LaVarne Williams?
Yes.
Okay, now let's see. Lisa Davis, you passed?
Yeah, I'll vote no.
You're going to vote no? Okay. Berthold, are you on the call yet? Are you here? Are you unmuted? Okay, last chance for Berthold. Okay.
And Ray.
And Ray. Well, Ray. Yeah, Ray, what about you? Are you?
I vote no.
You vote no. Okay. Berthold, one last chance.
That was a reasonable vote.
Okay. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 yes. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 no. And 1 abstention. So I guess it passes.
This is Lydia.
Okay.
I would like Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I would like to notice and have an update of the digital distribution issue at the next meeting, June 8th. Please add it to the agenda.
Okay, let's see. You're noticing that a request for an update, is that right?
Yes.
All right. So looks like we finished the public session. And am I missing anything here? I think we covered it very well, and thank you very much for all. And I think I'll entertain a motion here to take a break here for next 10 minutes or 15 minutes. What do you guys think?
Oh, God, 10 minutes. Getting late.
10 minutes?
5 or
okay,
10
minutes?
Not
5, not...
Okay,
10
minutes.
10 minutes. 10 minutes.
Okay, 10.
10
okay.
minutes.
Yeah.
And it's 7:07, and back
10:07 Eastern.
10:07.
10:08. And add 10 minutes to that. 10:17.
Okay.
Okay.
And we'll come on the executive session.